how the Paul the Apostle, that great apostle who had been through his time of trouble when he witnessed the death of Stephen's and seen his little face look towards heaven and the rocks beating him in the face, and he looked up and he said, I see the heavens open. I see Jesus standing on the right hand of God. He said, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And Paul, holding the coach that had put him for weeks after weeks upon the ash heap, walking back and forth till his mind had been polluted, until he was on his road down to Damascus to try to fight it way out like a man going to a whiskey bottle to try to drown his sorrow. He was in the midst of that when there come a voice from heaven, and a great shining light said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? He saw him. He recognized him, that he was a resurrected Jesus, the one that he had witnessed of dying was raised again. Oh, I can remember my own life on the road down to destruction when I heard a sweet voice, I am Jesus. I was once dead, I'm alive forevermore. Because I live, you can live also. Since that time, put my hand in his, I've trusted him through the dark places. When the times come where I can't see which way I'm going, I still trust him.
Amen.
Every Christian believer has to be pushed into those trials. Every Christian believer has to be put on the ash heap so that he can come forth with an experience.
Amen.
I know my Redeemer liveth. We don't come here this morning just to sit and talk about some historical affair, which is all true. But we come here with a testimony this morning. I know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Amen.
I know it beyond any shadow of doubt. I know that He raised from the dead and He lives within me today. He is mine and I am His. I am a joint heir with Him in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Easter. Easter brings a great thing, a resurrection, a new hope. Have you got it this morning? Is it in your heart? Do you know that your Redeemer liveth and He makes all things work together?